Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
If you're just joining us today, I'm so glad you're here. We're continuing in the message series called Get Back Your Life. Or I should say this, I said it wrong. Get your life back. How many know that 2021 is the year to get your life back? Get your joy back. Get your peace back. Get your rest back. As I look back at 2020, we lost so much. So much depleted us, so much drained us, so much exhausted us, the stress, the pressure, the news, the updates, the election, everything was just coming at us. But you know something quite interesting is that a lot of the problems, if not all the problems we're facing today, were problems before COVID hit. Some of us didn't have a life before COVID hit. Many of us were drained, depleted, exhausted, and tired. How many, you don't have to raise your hand, but how many would say, you know what, Pastor, you're right. Before COVID hit, I was exhausted. And I was quite happy when they told me to stay home. Anybody feel that way? Because, man, I was running and running and running and running, and my soul was dry, and my body was tired, and my mind was drained, and I was depleted. We struggled with these things before the virus hit. But how much more are we struggling now that we're in this thing? I'm tired. My soul's tired. My mind's tired. My emotion's tired. My beard is tired. Like, again, another mask, you know? It's a beautiful beard I try to work on. I had to cut it short. I look like a caveman with a beard on. The beard is like, shh. Tired. Walk into the post office. I got yelled at. Excuse me, sir. Yes. Scotchtown, right? Great people. Love them. There's only 3 people allowed in here. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a pastor. No, you're not. You're a pastor. No, you're not. What do I do? Okay. I am so sorry. What should I do? Wait outside. Okay, ma'am, not a problem at all. If you're watching, ma'am, I love you. Thank you so much. It's not you. It's me. I got issues. Y'all got issues too. You know what I'm saying? We're tired. You're tired. I'm tired. I'm drained. I'm depleted. And that's what this series is all about. It's about getting our lives back, getting our rest back, getting our minds back, getting our souls back. Because without realizing it, the world has gone mad and it's trying to take our souls with it. Trying to take our souls with it. So last week I taught you about hitting pause last week. We said, you know what we got to do? We just got to hit the pause button, and hopefully you're in a Zoom group. If not, you can join it, and you learned about the 1-minute pause, because we're running, 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 and God is like, slow down, pause. And we were thought that some of us are still working from home, and we think, you know, if I work from home, I have more time, and we realize that we're more tired working from home than when we actually went to work because we have Zoom fatigue. Anybody have Zoom fatigue? Like, not another Zoom, not another Zoom meeting, not another screen, not another this, not another that. I just exhausted. But God is saying, you know what? You got to hit pause. You just got to create some space to sit with me and to be with me. So last week we learned about hitting pause. If you missed that message, go back. You can watch it, listen to it. For those of you in the Zoom groups, did you download the app? There's an app called the 1-Minute Pause app from Get Back Your Life. If you want to do that, you can go to the App Store, and it'll just remind you every day, hey, pause. Take 60 seconds to breathe. Breathe. I wonder how many of us have taken a moment to breathe. So last week was hitting pause. This week I want to talk to you about simple unplugging. We're going to have fun today. How many want to have fun? But let me warn you, it might get a little ugly before it gets nice. I give you a chance to escape. Because we're going to talk about unplugging. We're going to talk about, because studies are coming out that are saying that the two things we're going to struggle with in 2021. One is grief and loss, and the other thing is exhaustion. And without realizing it, if we're not aware of what's happening to our souls, we're not going to find the real rest we need. Because everything we are connected to is draining us and depleting us. A lot of times, because of the busyness of life or because of what we're connected to, those things are sucking the life out of us. Let me say that again. If we're not aware of what is happening to our souls in this season of our lives, we're not going to experience real rest we need. And if we're not experiencing real rest, do you know what the result is going to be? Burnout. We're going to be numb. And that's where some of you are right now. Some of you are numb. Some of you are just depleted. Your mind, you can't take another problem. You can't take another news update. You're just overwhelmed, and you're stressed, and you're tired, and you're irritable, and you're cranky, and you're reactive, and you just want to take a long drive down south. How many are ready to get on the bus to go down south? You know what I'm saying? How do I know that? It's because I was there at one point in my life. I was so exhausted and so tired and so depleted many years ago that all I wanted to do, this is a true story, I wanted to get into my car and drive as far south as I could to the farthest, warmest, hottest beach I could find, and I wanted to open up a Shake Shack. It's true. I shared this last week or a couple weeks ago. I shared it a few times because it's a true story. I just wanted to make strawberry, banana, kiwi shakes and just make people happy and healthy. No stress. Beautiful sunrise, beautiful sunset. Because in my mind, I thought, if I can just get away from this place, if I can get away from this place in my life, I'll find rest. And the truth is, the problem with that is that you can go down south, but this is the problem. You take yourself with you. You can't leave yourself here. You got to take yourself with you. And how many know that the part of you that you take with you has issues? Right? See, because the truth is, you don't need sleep. You need soul rest. And in this season of our lives, what we've been doing is we've been neglecting our souls. We've been neglecting our souls. At the expense of maybe, or at the pursuit of our dreams, or the pursuit of our wants, or pursuit of our desires. And the only place that we can find rest is not on our bed with a warm comforter. Jesus says it himself. We're going to enter into the wonderful counselor's presence here today. And this is what the wonderful counselor says. This is our core verse for the series. He says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion, meaning doing? Come to me. What's the remedy? He says, come to me. Get away with me. And you'll get your life back. Isn't that beautiful? He doesn't say drive down south. He doesn't say take a vacation. He doesn't say take a day off. Or those things are great and they're refueling your life. But he says that what's missing in your life is a relationship with me. Your connection with me, Jesus is saying. Let's go back to the beginning. He says, are you tired? Go back one. He says, are you tired, worn out, and burned out? Tired, worn out, and burned out. And here in this verse, Jesus gives us the answer why. He says, because you're far from me. Because you're not connected to me. You're distant from me. You're unplugged from me. He says, because if you come to me, and if you get away with me, you'll recover your life. And then I'll show you how to take a real rest. The verse continues, says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Then he says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. I won't lay anything heavy on you or ill-fitting on you. Do you feel heavy? Is there a heaviness on you? Do you feel like you're walking with a heaviness or a burden? That doesn't come from God. God's burden is easy and it is light. If you're walking around with heaviness, you're walking around with a burden that God never placed on your life. Because this is how he wants you to live. He says, keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. How many want to live free and lightly? You can live freely and lightly if you learn the unforced rhythms of grace. If you learn how to take your life back. Because some of you have lost your soul in a world that's gone mad. And when you lose your soul, you lose your connection with Jesus. And when you lose your connection with Jesus, you lose your joy, you lose your peace, you lose your contentment, you lose your happiness, you lose your mind. How many know that? When you lose your soul, you're anxious and fearful and drained and pessimistic and have a pessimistic outlook. And you're looking at life like it's the end of the world. You see, when you lose your connection with Jesus, you lose life. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is life. If you're heavy, feel heavy, if you feel burdened, if you feel drained, if you feel lifeless, if you feel numb, you know what the solution is? And it always will be to reconnect with Jesus. Because everything in this culture is designed to disconnect us from Jesus. Everything that you're facing is created by the enemy to distract you and to disconnect you from Jesus. Do you believe that? Because if the enemy knows, if he can disconnect you from Jesus, he'll disconnect you from that joy. He'll disconnect you from that peace. He'll disconnect you from the life that God wants to flow through your life. That's why some of you feel empty. Some of you feel tired and depleted, and you're like, something's missing. And you go to church, and you think, well, if I can go to church, I can get my life back. But this is just meant to encourage you and inspire you. The only way you can get your life back is if you connect to Jesus. It's up to us. And this is what I've learned. You know what I've learned? That if you're going to plug into God, you have to unplug from everything else. Because your joy, your peace, your contentment, your life is connected to whatever news you choose. Somebody tweet that. Write that down. Come on, I'm giving you good nuggets today. Y'all better write this down, because if you want to get your life back, you got to rewatch this like 5 times, because it's so true. If you're going to plug into Jesus, you've got to unplug from everything else. And you know what I've learned? We're too plugged in to the wrong things. We're like the walking dead. Every morning we wake up and roll out of bed. Follow me, camera. And we're like, where is my iPhone? Phone, 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 phone. Who moved my phone? Who moved my phone? Where is my phone? Phone, 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 phone. Do you know, check this out, that the average person, true facts, picks up their phone 80 times, an average of 80 times per day? And 70% of people live within reach of their phone while they sleep. How many are those type of people? Come on, be honest. Like, your phone is right over here, because you never know who's going to call you in the middle of the night. You never know, right? When's the last time someone called you in the middle of the night to tell? Well, I'm sure there's emergencies. I'm not trying to downplay that, but come on now, really? And we watch our phones, or we read our phones from the moment we wake up. And this is not just phones, it's iPads. Look how big this screen is. It's because I'm blind up here. I'm getting older, I'm getting blind, but this is like a screen. And do you know that we sit in front of screens, true fact, an average of 11 hours a day? What? What you're doing right now is rare. For those of you in person, you're watching a real person. That's rare. Most people are watching screens 11 hours a day. And you know what that does? That restructures your brain. And you can't focus. You're distracted, and you can't focus on anything. And right now, some of you are like, this sermon is about 10, I'm about 10 minutes into this sermon. Am I 10 minutes? Maybe 20 minutes into this sermon. And y'all are like, when's this thing over? Am I right? Because our brains are jacked. Our brains are rewired. That's why everything has to change. With it, for every 3 seconds, screens, things have to change because our brains are overstimulated. Am I speaking truth today? Right? Our brains are overstimulated. And this is the thing. We have become ADD. We have an attention deficit disorder. I'm not diagnosing you. Don't say, Pastor told me I have ADD. What I'm saying is that, you know what I mean by that? Like, it's hard to focus. Anybody have a hard to focus? Some of y'all are not even looking at me. You're like, I can't even focus on you right now, Pastor. Can you just look at me? Focus. Just give me 10 more minutes. Okay, I'll try. 10 more minutes, I'll try. But make it quick, Pastor, because focus. You can't focus. And you know what? We bring this ADD into our relationship with God. Well, I'm feeling this one today. And this is the thing. We can't give our attention to God when we're constantly distracted, being distracted by the pings, dings, and rings of life. Somebody take a picture of that. Come on now. When we're connected to the pings and the bings and the dings and the vibrates and the this and the vibrations of our phones, right? We cannot give ourselves to God. Focus. We taught you about the one-minute pause, right? If you've been in any of my EHS, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality classes, I taught you how to do a daily office, which is 2 minutes of silence. And I can tell you, I just finished a class this past December on leaning people into a moments of silence. And you know what most people tell me? First of all, the 2 minutes feels so long. Anybody feel that way? The 1 minute pause or the 2 minute pause. And then the second part of it is my mind goes everywhere. Because it's true. We can't focus. And when we are distracted in our relationship with God, follow me now, watch this. We cannot open up our souls to the life-giving presence of Jesus for him to fill us with his life, with his power. So we go after pseudo-Jesuses, fake Jesuses, things that make us feel good, but they don't last long, things that temporarily medicate us, but don't solve the problem. Only Jesus can solve your problem. Only Jesus can fill your life. Only Jesus can give you joy. Only Jesus can give you peace. But check it out. You've got to be plugged into Jesus, because you can't be plugged into Jesus and plugged into everything else. Is that good? Let's keep going. Matter of fact, let's just watch this video. This video might help you.
One of the last things I do before bed.
Check my phone.
Watch some videos from my favorite channel.
Usually I check the weather. Okay, Google.
Read a book.
I really want to say that I read, because I tried it, but
the ratio of wasting time increases, I think, when I'm tired.
If I happen to, hear my phone vibrate on my nightstand, that's going to keep me up. I'm going to have to check whatever just popped up on my phone.
I'm on my phone pretty much for an hour before I go to sleep every night.
When people are using technology right before bed, they want to keep using it. It's activating their mind rather than shutting down their mind and allowing them to unwind. And what's often happening is patients are not able to unplug. And so there isn't kind of a natural stop time unless we put those parameters down.
So we actually can use digital technology to nudge people or remind them to do things that they want to do that are related to their personal goals. And you can do that with sleep as well.
It really should be this idea of digital mindfulness. What meaning are we getting out of our usage? Is our technology enabling us to achieve our self goals? Or is our technology distracting us and taking away from us? It's really just about how do you balance all the different activities in your life in a way that's meaningful to you and that feels good to you.
So we need boundaries. We need limits. We need space and create space in our lives. We need balance. Because if we remain unplugged, or I should say, if we remain plugged in, we are going to be distracted and lack an openness to God and His presence in our lives. So what happens when we don't unplug? First of all, when we don't unplug, we become overwhelmed with life. You ever feel that way? Like, I am so overwhelmed. Like, every news station is connected to my phone. Every notification, every ding, everything is just bad news. And then all of a sudden, we become pessimistic about the world, and we become discouraged about life. We become overwhelmed. The second thing that happens to us when we can't unplug is that we become vulnerable to temptation. Right? The more we search in the wrong places, the more we're going to find in the wrong places. We become vulnerable to temptation. Not just being tempted with the lust of our flesh, but also tempted with our eyes, tempted with pride, tempted to envy, tempted to compare. We also become numb to our needs and the needs of those around us. There's this numbness that we experience when we're just so overconnected digitally. It happens to us psychologically and mentally. We just are not aware of the needs around us because we're not even aware of what's going on in our own souls. We're numb. We're numb in our souls. We're numb in our hearts. We're numb in our minds. And number four, we grow farther and farther away from Jesus. We become more and more disconnected to Jesus. It's so interesting that these devices and technology in the world and the internet was meant to keep us connected. But the more connected we are, the more disconnected we are from God. This is what I've learned, that we may feel connected to people, but we even lose connection with people and one another. We've got to disconnect. We've got to unplug. We've got to have boundaries and limits. And it's not just news. It's not just technology. It's not just media. It's not just movies. It's also from people, toxic people. We've got to disconnect from toxic people because the people that we surround ourselves in, the people that we're plugged into, are draining the life out of us. They're negative. They're pessimistic. They're always giving you the updates. They're always telling you what's going on in the world. You can't even get a second to breathe, and they're already spewing out negativity out their mouths. They're gossipers. They're backbiters. They're talking about people. They're tearing people down. This is what Jesus says. I should say this. This is what Proverbs says. Solomon said this. Proverbs 4:23. He says, guard your heart, which is the place of your soul, more than what? Anything else? He says, protect your soul more than anything else, because out of it flows your life. Another translation says, the wellsprings of life come out of your soul. It's the source of your life flows from it. You've got to guard your heart. You've got to guard your life because your heart is the center of your soul. You have to protect your soul because if not, if you allow anything and everything to be connected to your soul, it's going to do damage. And I like to say it in a deeper way, it does violence to your soul. And without realizing it, you're picking up the traumas, other people's traumas that you watch, hear about people you don't even know, and your soul is being traumatized by the traumas of this world, and your soul was never created to carry the traumas, the troubles, or the trials of this world. Come on, somebody, right? Your soul was not created for that. Your soul was created to live lightly and freely, not burdened and overwhelmed. So we've got to cut out certain media. We got to cut out and limit what we allow in and limit people, because there's two types of people. There's toxic people. And there's nutric people, toxic people, toxic, divisive, angry, bitter, resentful. These are people at work, people at home, these are family members, people in the church, wherever you go, there's toxic people. There's people that are negative, people that are going to tear you down, people you're connected to that are depleting the life out of you. And when the scripture says guard your heart, it also means don't allow anyone into your circle of influence if they're toxic. 2021 is the year to cut some people out of your life. If you're going to get your life back, you got to cut some people out of your life. Those toxic people. Those negative people. Right? Negative Nelly. Right? You got to cut her out. Come on, somebody. Cut her out. Right? Negative Nick. Cut him out. Toxic Tim. Sorry if you're a Tim. I love you, but Toxic Tim, gotta go. Toxic Terry, gotta go. Because my soul is too important. Out of my soul comes the wellsprings of life. So not only do you limit stuff, you unplug from stuff, but you gotta unplug from people who are tearing you down. And if they're talking about others to you, they're gonna talk to others about you. And you know what? I had enough. I had enough of toxic people. People who are not healthy, people who have issues, people who have drama, people who always want to bring drama into your life, people on your news feed, people on your thing, whatever it is, unfollow them. Cut them out. You don't need them. What you need is nutric people. What is a nutric person? A nutric person is a person that nourishes you, that fills you, that brings life to life-giving people, people of faith. I'm just going to declare today that you need to cut out toxic people and surround yourself with nutric people, people of faith, people of courage, people that are going to encourage you, people that are going to lift you up, people that are going to raise you up, people that are going to speak life, not death. I'm tired of hearing death. If I want to listen to death, I'll just turn on the news. I'll listen to watch my phone. I need to surround myself with people who are speaking life. Speak life. Enough with toxicity. My soul is too important to be plugged into toxicity. It's time to get plugged into nutricity. Come on, somebody, right? The nutrients that produce life in your soul. That's who I want to be around with. So guess what I've done in 2021? Cut. Cut. Not y'all. Y'all my friends, but cut. I just recognize there are relationships in my life that are not life-giving. And because I have boundaries, because I'm growing in health, I don't need to be a part of your drama. Now, I'm going to continue to give you an invitation into my circle, but it's going to be on my terms. Ooh, this is good. Is this helping anybody? It's going to be on my terms because we used to connect on unhealthy, toxic stuff. You ever connect with people and it's all about politics? That's all you connect over? You don't know how to talk normal? Right? Some of you need to cut the politics out of your conversations. Some of you just need to cut out the toxicity out of you. Now, you can have helpful, informed discussions. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, if it becomes toxic, you got to cut it out. You got to form friendships that are nutric. I'm running out of time. This is good. So, oh man, I have so much. Can you give me 5 more minutes maybe? Yeah, okay. So Psalm 1 compares and contrasts a toxic person and a nutric person. Here we go. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not. Okay? This is a toxic person. He walks in step with the wicked. He stands in the way of sinners. And he sits in the company of mockers. Okay? And you'd be like, well, what does it mean to sit in the company of mockers? You can sit in the company of mockers at home in front of your television, and depending on what you watch. Ooh. Wee. Be careful what you watch, because not everything is good. Not everything is edifying. That's what Paul says. He says, your eye is the portal to your body. Okay? It's what you allow into your soul. You got to be careful. So you can sit in the seat of mockers and sit in front of news stations, and you can sit in front of TV shows, and you can sit in front of mockers. I'm going to tell you right now, that's doing damage to your soul. You're becoming numb. You're becoming less empathetic. Your opinions are changing, and you're becoming a toxic person. But what does he say? He says, blessed is the one who does not walk, stand, and sit. But verse 2, he says this. This is a nutric person. Next slide. Oh, yeah, we're having a little issue. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord. Follow me now, right? A nutric person, his delight is in the law of the Lord. There it is. And what does he do? He meditates on his law, meaning scripture, when? Day and night. Do you see the difference between a toxic person and a nutric person? A toxic person walks, stands, and sits with sinners and mockers and toxicity. But a nutric person, what does he do? He delights in God's law and he meditates on the law. You can reread the news or you can renew your mind with God's news or good news, right? You can meditate on the scripture, because I can tell you this, there's only one true network, and that is the network of heaven, and the scripture is the truth. The scripture, what is in scripture, is going to happen, will come to pass. God's promises are yes and amen in his word. It is true what he says. So I choose to meditate on truth day and night. And what does a nutric person look like? You ready? This person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in season, and whose leaf, what? Does not wither, but whatever they do prospers. Isn't that awesome? Come on up with the music guy. Right? Isn't that awesome? And this is what I've learned. You can't find God when all you can give him is a few seconds of your attention in your day. It requires you to be unplugged and give God our sustained attention. That's what it means to meditate on God's word day and night. Sustained attention. And this is what I've learned. When you sit in God's presence and sit with Jesus and open up your soul and you're not distracted by the things around you, you open up your soul to Jesus and Jesus comes in and he meets you. And he meets you. Somebody go find Alex, the keyboard player. Maybe he's the bathroom. Check the bathroom. And he meets with you. Isn't that awesome? But that requires sustained attention. Sustained attention when you meditate on God's word day and night. So I'm going to give you some quick tips. You want some quick tips on how to unplug as we wrap this whole thing up? Yes. Take out your phones. We're going to go fast. I'm just going to shoot. You ready? Here we go. How do we unplug? Turn off all notifications. How many know how to do that? Okay, go to your settings, hit notifications, then hit off. That's all you got to do, folks. But listen, rings, pings, and dings, they're just going to go off in your life, and you just got to limit them. So turn off your notifications. Limit social media. As we begin the Daniel fast, you guys excited for Daniel fast? Yes? Go to our website, sign up, that all the information. 10 days, we're going to have a Daniel fast. This is what I ask you to do. Fast news, fast social media. Only use social media to post positive stuff. But don't scroll. Don't scroll. Don't scroll. Don't swipe. How many could do that? 10 days without social media. 10 days without news, right? We're going to do that for 10 days. Turn off your phone at night. Wow. If you hold this button for about 10 seconds, wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, God. Wait. No, the wrong button. Somebody help me. Wait, how does this work? 3, 2. I don't even know how to shut this thing off. But if you shut it off. Listen, shut it off. Don't check your phone. Don't check first thing in the morning. When you wake up, make your coffee and meditate on God's word. I'm going to open up my scriptures. I'm going to put my mind going in the right direction. I'm going to set my mind on things that are above. I'm going to set my mind on good things, right? Don't react when your bird chirps or vibrates, right? Just calm. It's going to be okay. Pause. Two or three, I'm sorry, shut the media down at least 30 minutes before bed. Quiet your soul. Pause. Read some scripture. Just kind of bring yourself down. We're talking about opening our souls to Jesus. Do real things. Read a book. Play a board game. Listen to music. Go for a walk. Get a hobby. Get a life. Some of you just need a life. Get a life. How to get back your life? Can't get back a life you never had. Just get a life, right? Maybe I should have called the series, Get Your Life. Get a life. Get a life. Create space. All I ask you, all I want you to do in this series, you want to know the goal of this series? I feel like I get emotional. Just create space to be with Jesus. I get emotional. This is what I'm trying to teach you. Just sit with Jesus. He loves you. Pause two or three times a day. Breathe. Breathe. Do you know breathing is as close? I'm going to tell you something real powerful. Breathing in and out is as close as you're going to get to the divinity of God, because he says he gives breath to our bodies. Breathe. Divinity of God, breathing in and exhaling all of those worries, right? Meditate at least on one verse. Choose one verse. One verse. I'm just going to think about this verse today. And unplug from toxic relationships. Unplug. I'll leave you with this. Let's go back to that main point. If you're going to plug into Jesus, you've got to unplug from everything else. Simple unplugging. Would you bow your head with me here today?